final frontier.
Tune in to revealing better results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee, and later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration, they've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495. 704-659-3495.
Welcome back, listeners, to another show of Revealing Better Results. This is show number 63. I'm Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we have Miss Exquisite back on the show today, and I'm glad she's back. And we're going to be diving more into the recruiting subject here, just like on show 62. Show 63 is a continuation of the recruiting subject. And today's show is being sponsored by Women in Power, Inc. and Elite Gents. And today, like I said, we're going to be talking about recruiting. And we're going to talk about recruiting-focused businesses as well as sales recruiting. Now, Miss Exquisite, you had some points that you wanted to share in regard to recruiting as it entails businesses, and are they focused on recruiting? And you know, everybody would like to hear it.
Well, hello everybody, how y'all doing today? Well, I absolutely had some points I want to share. So when you are recruiting for your business, whether it's your recruiting focused business or maybe you're running a retail location, there's some things you need to consider before you bring someone on board. Most people think about, you know, can I actually afford to bring someone on, first and foremost, but there are other factors that let you know if you can't afford to not bring anyone on. I want to say that again. There are some factors that allow you to know when you can't afford to not bring a person on, meaning your personal life can begin to suffer. Your workload may become too much for you. You're missing deadlines and you just feel overworked.
Okay. Now, you know, those were some good points for, you know, if your business is focused on recruiting, and you know how to analyze everything to figure out if, you know, you need to recruit somebody or if it's the right time or not to recruit somebody in your business. Now, for sales recruiting, you know, I feel that it's important that a person has to believe in the product or service they've been recruited to sell. You know, if they can't do this, then basically, you know, they're wasting their own time and abilities, and you know, they could be focusing on something that, you know, interests them, or you know, that they could be recruited for something that really interests them. Because you know, when you don't have an interest in something and you're trying to and you've been recruited to sell something that you're not committed to, you know, other people that you're trying to sell your product or service to, they can clearly see that, you know, you're not in tune with the product that you're trying to sell them. And, you know, another factor in sales recruiting, you know, where you can tell if the recruit is going to work out for you or not, does the training that is being provided by the recruiter, does it reflect, you know, positive results in the recruit? And, you know, all recruiters, they definitely want to see positive results from their salespeople.
Right. This is absolutely true. And you also have to understand that there are different types of recruiting processes, meaning I'm a business owner, but I don't have time to recruit people. I don't have time to hire people. I don't have time to see who's out there. So I hire someone to do that for me. But it is ultimately my goal as a business owner to train those people. The recruiter just got them through the door. You see what I'm saying? So they are portraying a message that I gave to them, and therefore they're forwarding to the type of people that I told them that I'm looking for, or that we mutually agreed upon that would be best fit for, you know, my business structure or a business owner's business structure.
Right.
And then you have recruiting focused businesses where, yeah, I may be involved in the business opportunity, they like to call it, but I have people who I in turn turn new people over to. They have more experience in this business, they know everything, and this is just the process of the business. They have to go and talk to this person can fill them out and see, you know, if this person's a good fit for the business.
Right, right. Okay. And, you know, and digging deeper into that, you know, analyzing to see if the person is a right fit for the business, you know, you can apply that in the sales recruiting technique as well when you're trying to recruit salespeople. You know, does the recruit appreciate the time and knowledge that you put into them? You know, that's a signal sales managers or business focused recruiting focused business owners can, you know, use to see if recruits are, you know, taking in what they're supposed to be learning, you know. And the last point I want to make here is, you know, do sales and business recruiting actually work hand in hand? Well, I have one more point after this, but, you know, Mrs. Squizzy, you know, what do you think? Do sales recruiting and business recruiting, do they actually work hand in hand? Are they the same thing?
They are very, very similar. When you are in sales, you first have to know what you're selling, be it a product or a service or both. You really have to understand who the end users are, and you have to understand if the people who are portraying that message are the right people to portray that message. So it kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier. If you plug the wrong people in, it could be disastrous. Okay? They're just there because maybe they want a commission or some type of paycheck. They could care less about the process or who they're selling it to or why. So you do want people who are adding value and not subtracting value from your business. You also need to practice creativity, just like in your sales. You have to do research. You have to just kind of know who your target audience or your niche market is.
Right. Okay.
And you have to show the benefits. You know, are these people being well compensated for the service they're providing for you, for your business, whether it's a recruiting focused business or whether it's a mom and pop shop, a brick and mortar. You have to let people know that this is serious to you and that you value them as well. So it's a balancing thing. I can really go on and on about it. There are many, many points and similarities that I could point out, but
okay.
I know we don't have a whole bunch of time here, but yeah, that's a great question. Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah, my last question and last point, we talked about this a little off the air, but do you think sales managers, as well as recruiting focused businesses, do you think they should be held to the same standards for generating results out of their salespeople or the people they recruit to, participate in different functions throughout the business, recruiting focused business or opportunity style type of business?
Well, yeah, I mean, in the end, if you are the leader or in a leadership role, ultimately everyone's going to be looking at you. So it is your responsibility to make sure that people are up to snuff, that people are doing what they signed up to do, and make that clear and consistent. Meaning, don't keep changing up the script in the middle of, what people are doing, because they'll be confused. You'll be frustrated. You're not going to get the result that you need or desire out of people that you brought on board. Because not all talent is bad talent, right? But sometimes business owners will get frustrated and say, well, this person, they just don't learn. They just don't know. Maybe it's your style, okay? Maybe they're just not the right fit. So you have to constantly be assessing, just like a sales manager or a recruiting-focused business. You always have to be assessing. And a lot of people don't want to hold to this, but as the old adage goes, hire slow, fire fast.
Okay, well, should they both be held to the same standards?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely quality over quantity. So if you want to have a whole bunch of people and a high turnover rate, then by all means, don't have a high standard.
Right.
Just fly by night. Oh yeah, you showed up today. Good job. Meanwhile, you got another person that's showing up every day. They're putting in 110%, and they're getting the same or less than the people who are doing less work than them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have to have high standards for people that are under you.
All right. All right. Well, this has definitely been a great discussion, and I think we'll put together one more show focusing on recruiting. And it's been great having you back here after a little bit of time, Miss Exquisite, and we love that you came back.
Thank you. I know it's been a while, but stay tuned, y'all. It'll get better.
All right. Well, there you have it. Show number 63 of Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.
Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.